you always have to be careful about overstating your results. So in my study, for example, if you just looked at those 18 intersections where there were red light cameras, yes, accidents dropped there by 7.5%. However, if you look at all the other intersections with stoplights, without red light cameras, accidents at those intersections actually went down more. They went down almost 13%. And so you can't say that the red light cameras caused the 7.5% drop when intersections without red light cameras went down almost twice as much.
Twice as much, almost.
Okay. Yeah.
So what are you saying here, that your study is conclusive? Is any study conclusive, or none of these are conclusive yet?
No studies are conclusive. However, the trend I've seen, I don't think you should look at any one study and say that, aha, now we understand everything. Mm-hmm. You have to take all the studies that have been done as a group, and I think each study has its strengths and each study is going to have its weaknesses. But over the overall trend of research outcomes in the last 5 to 10 years has been that most studies are finding very little safety benefit, if any, to red light cameras.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think they don't work?
Well, it could be, in looking at my data, it could be that they're not putting the red light cameras at the right locations. In my data, there were three locations where the red light cameras seemed to be working, actually cutting accidents. And those three locations were intersections where there was a low traffic volume. That's not generally the place where they're going to put a red light camera. They want to put it at as high a volume location as possible to get as much revenue as possible.
Right.
And so if red light cameras work, maybe they're putting them in the wrong locations. But just about every study agrees that a red light camera is going to increase rear-end accidents, and some studies find a smaller decrease in T-bone accidents. My study didn't find any decrease in T-bone accidents, but I did find this big increase in rear-end accidents. And so you basically, your overall summation of red light cameras is how many rear-end accidents are equal to one T-bone accident. So how many increased rear-end accidents are you willing to accept for the possibility of maybe decreasing a T-bone accident?